Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. In him, and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Let me read one more time. In him, and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Now we are studying again the book of Ephesians. And we're going to learn from the verse we just read and talk about how we approach God with freedom and confidence. According to the Bible, human beings originally were able to approach God, very close to God. And how close were people to God at the beginning? According to the Bible, in Genesis, God breathed into a man's nostrils the breath of life. And so breath came from God. So it shows how close they were, people and God, at the beginning. So, people become a living being by breathing. And this breathing came from God. God breathed into a man's nostrils the breath of life. So it was very close, almost God and a man, original man, was one together. So originally, a man was with God. Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So, a man became a living being after God breathes into his nostril the breath of life. The Bible does not say anything about God breathing life into animals or plants. It was only human beings that God did this. So, human beings are not real living beings without having a relationship with God. So we are different. We as human beings are different from other animals. And the Bible said it became a living being. And this living being means a life without end, everlasting life. But if you look at chapter 6, people's life became corrupt, and people became sinful. So God was not content with people. They became materialistic. They were not. So God decided to destroy their lives. And also, the longevity became 120 years old. So when people became lost because of the severed relationship with God. So separation with God led people to death. Even if we can breathe physically for a short time, if we do not have God then we become human beings without everlasting life. As I said earlier, we can breathe physically for a short time on this earth, and we don't die instantly just because we don't have a relationship with God, but eventually, when we have a physical death, it becomes death. It leads to death, the end of life, if we are not connected to God. If you cut off a branch from a tree, the branch, in a sense, is dead. But for a while, even the branch has beautiful flowers and beautiful leaves. And sometimes even budding become flowers. But as time passes, branches that are not connected to trees will eventually die, wither. Because if a branch is not connected to the tree, it cannot live. In the same way, we do not have God's Spirit in our lives. We are like the branches that are separated from the tree. If we do not have God's Spirit in us, even if we have flowers for a short time, even if we have leaves for a while, even if we have buds, but eventually that will come to an end. We have to have God. We as human beings have to God to fulfill us, fill us with the Spirit. When I first became a Christian, and when I found out about God who created me, and I realized that God's Spirit lives in me. And so before I became a Christian, I was spiritually dead. And so many of us, when we do not know God and Jesus, we are spiritually dead. There is one section of the Bible that I love, is Ezekiel chapter 47. And if you look at this chapter, you will see this water that flows out from God. And the fish are alive, and trees are alive because of this water that comes from God. You know, since my childhood, I loved playing in water, rivers, lakes, or the ocean. And if there's any pool of water, I want to go in. And almost got drowned when I was a child. When I was in a river one time, but I was not afraid of being in water, even if I had experience like that. Even today, I love playing in water. I want to go into Kasumigaura even, although it's a little bit dirty. So 26 years ago, when I first became Christian, I was like, a little child who became free in the water. So I was moved from spiritual death to spiritual life. And because now I realize God's Spirit lives in me, makes me bold. We became a living human beings by having God's Spirit in us, the Spirit of Christ. If you look at Acts chapter 2, there was a Holy Spirit came down to the disciples of Jesus, and they became strong. And they were changed dramatically from a weak disciples to a very strong disciples. That's the event of Pentecost. And that is something, is a rep, in a sense, that would happen, a repeat of what happened in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. If you look at John chapter 20, verse 22, the resurrected Jesus breathed on them and then said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," if you remember. So the Pentecostal event is a repeat of what happened in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And, you know, the main topic of us as Christians in Christian faith is the topic is sin, right? Why are we talking about sin as a main topic oftentimes in our conversation? Because the purpose of our faith is to become one with God, to have a relationship with God. As we have just learned, the human beings originally as one with God, it didn't have to reconcile with God, but human beings' relationship with God was severed and then had to reconcile their relationship with God. And that is because of sin. And this severed relationship with God is not what God intended for us to have. So that's why we need to always talk about sin, which is a source of our severed relationship with God. So we need to recover this relationship with God. We need to get reconciled to God so that we will have, again, eternal relationship with God, eternal life. And when we use the word eternal life, it's not something that begins after we die. It begins now, when we start a relationship with God. If you have God's Spirit in you, if God breathes life into you, then now you have eternal life that has begun. Again, God's Spirit will live within us when we do that. And need to stay in this relationship when we recover our relationship with God. We have our relationship recovered with God by believing in Jesus Christ. And this, having Jesus, is, you know, extremely important. Again, Jesus Christ is very, very important to us in our relationship with God. We are able to approach God again, have a relationship again, because we have Jesus Christ. People in the Old Testament also believed in God, and how it was difficult for them to approach God, they knew with fear. Approaching God is so it's not easy. If you have a severed relationship with God, it means death. And if you are not belong to God, you belong to Satan. If you're not a child of God, you are a child of Satan. That means you are sinful, you're not clean, and you're worthless. So if you approach God, who is holy, you die. So people could not approach God in the Old Testament days because meeting God meant death. Even if you approach God, you risk your life, physical life. That's what happens to sinners. So they had to have, you know, God came down to Jewish people on Mount Sinai, if you remember. And there was a warning that was given by God to Jewish people. If you look at Exodus chapter 19, verses 16 through 21. Exodus chapter 19, verses 16 through 21. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended on the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up, and the Lord said to him, "Go down and warn the people so they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish." Let's look at Exodus chapter 33, verse 20 next. But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." So, because people became sinful, people had to die if they approach God. So, for people to approach God, had to be very, very careful. They had to have faith. They have to have obey God. They have to have special ceremonies. And even with that, some people may die when they try to approach God. That's how they did it, the Jewish people. In the Old Testament, there was a tent where God resided, and God's temple, and in both in the tent and in God's temple, there was the Holy of the Holies. That's where the God was believed to reside, and not everybody could go to the Holy of the Holies. Only the high priest can go into the Holy of the Holy once a year. And there are many rituals before you enter the Holy of the Holies. And you had to have, as a holy high priest, you have to have a bell to the connect attached to the priest, attached to their feet. So that as long as the bell is ringing, that means the high priest is alive. But if there is no bell ringing, then there is no movement. That means the high priest may die. So that's how they connected a bell to the high priest's foot. Of course, no one can go into the Holy of the Holy to recover the body if the high priest dies. Because only the high priest can go in there only once a year with rituals. So how, if the high priest's body is recovered, if the high priest dies? There was another thing that was attached to the high priest, was a string attached to him. And so if the high priest dies, so the other people had to bring his body out from the Holy of the Holies. And there are some people who died by visiting the Holy of the Holy inappropriately. If you look at Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 through 2. Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 through 2. The Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron who died when they approached the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "To tell your brother Aaron that he is not to come whenever he chooses into the most holy place behind the curtain in front of the atonement cover on the ark, or else he'll die. For I will appear in the cloud over the atonement cover." So, the two sons of Aaron died when they approached the Lord. This is a big incident. The Jewish people remembered for many, many years. And Isaiah remembered this incident very well. Isaiah actually was able to talk to God, and he was afraid he was going to die. And it is recorded in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. "In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne. The train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With the two wings they cover their faces, with the two they cover their feet, and with the two they are flying, and they were calling to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.' At the sound of their voices, the doorsteps and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. 'Woe to me,' I cried, 'I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.'" Prophet Isaiah wrote the book of Isaiah, which has 66 chapters. That's him. He was a great prophet. Even him, he was afraid because he's seen the Lord, and he was afraid he was going to die. This is how sinful humans have to be because of the severed relationship with God. So we cannot approach God because we are sinners. As sinners, we cannot approach God. That's how we are in relationship with God. But now, we can approach God, in a sense, easily because of Jesus Christ. But what we do often is that we come to the Bible without reading the Bible beforehand, without much prayer. We listen to all kinds of music, but not Christian music. We don't sing hymns. We don't necessarily love all human beings. We often cherish money over God, and we are prideful. Instead of being filled with the Holy Spirit, we are sometimes filled with alcohol. And we don't have offerings. And we come to the, many of us come to church like that. But we don't die, do we? You know what happened to Ananias and his wife Sapphira in book of chapter in the book of Acts You know, they died. And we don't die like that. And because, why is that? Because how come we don't die now? Now we know that, right? Because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for the sin of the sin that we commit. And by doing that, that curtain that separated the Holy of the Holy with other parts was severed, as you may remember in the Bible. The severed relationship between God and people was changed because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. So our relationship with God was reconciled physically. Let's look at read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have great priests over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So that's what the Bible says. Because of Jesus Christ, now we can enter the most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. And we can do so boldly, with confidence. So, we need to spur one another toward love and good deeds. Loving others, forgiving others, accepting other people, and telling other people about Jesus. We need to fight against Satan. We need to fight against sins. And let's live with God's word. So let's put God first. Let us bless other people. And this year's theme song is about the relationship between Jacob and God. We can wrestle with God like Jacob did. What does it mean to wrestle with God? If you look at Genesis chapter 32, it says Jacob wrestles with God. Jacob wrestles with God. It's a wrestling. What does it mean to wrestle? To have sweat, sometimes gets injured. Our life appears, you know, our life is like wrestling in a sense. You know, what God wants us to do and what we want to do, and of course, God's advice always wins. And so, in that sense, we wrestle with God, and that's what we do in our lives. The word wrestle, or wrestling, is used in other parts of the Bible as well. If you look at Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. He is always wrestling in prayer for you. Our prayer is, in a sense, is a wrestling. So when you wrestle with God, when you pray to God, you listen to God's word. One time Jesus said, you know, listen to me carefully. You need to be careful when you listen, Jesus said. When we read the Bible, when we listen to the interpretations of the Bible, we need to be careful. Sometimes when we read the Bible, we say, well, the Bible is kind of difficult to understand. The reason we feel that way is not that because the Bible is difficult, but we try to read the Bible with our desires. The Bible has God's word. There are lots of requests that are written by, you know, from God that we are supposed to do. So when we read the Bible, we need to listen and pay attention, because it's about our desires. If we are just looking for words that please us, we may not find them. But instead, we need to look for what God expects us to do. And when we do that, we wrestle in a sense, because what we want and what God wants are different. That's why we wrestle with God in our prayer. So that's what happens. So we need to read the Bible. We need to approach God, and we need to wrestle in our prayer. By listening to him, and also see what we are supposed to do in relation to our desires. And then when we will receive blessings that sometimes comes with pain. God wants us to do eventually what is good for us. In our prayer, we need to be careful when we listen to God's word. Jacob became free after he wrestled with God. In the same way, we need to become free, because we are allowed to approach God now. So we need to go before, approach God and wrestle in our prayer with God. Let me pray.